Welcome to the Deep Dive. Okay, if you're running a Canadian business and you're looking, maybe hoping, to really scale up in the U.S. market, well, you probably already know this pain point. It's that huge question mark around cross-border shipping costs. A second your parcel gets near the border, it feels like all the numbers just dissolve into guesswork.
It's a massive barrier, often the single biggest non-product hurdle.
Exactly. So today, we're doing a deep dive into a specific operational solution designed to tackle that head-on. It's called Guaranteed Cross-Border Rates for Parcel. We're going to look at what our sources say about how this actually works, and maybe more importantly, what kind of strategic edge it could give you.
And it's crucial to understand just how big this problem is. We're not talking about small logistical hiccups here. The sources are pretty clear. These surprise charges that pop up after delivery, they're a direct hit to your bottom line. They chip away at your profits. And honestly, they can destroy customer trust.
Yeah, it feels like this poison pill, doesn't it? You make the sale, everything seems great, then bam, your customer gets another bill a week later for fees they never saw coming. So our goal here is to explore how you can maybe move away from that world of risk and friction towards, well, towards real predictability. Using just one single upfront all-in price. Let's dig in. Okay, first things first. Why has cross-border pricing always been so confusing? It seems to come down to three specific costs that keep changing.
That's right. It's the combination of these three and how they're calculated differently that creates all the uncertainty. So the first one you've got is duties. You might also hear them called tariffs. These are basically taxes the importing government, so the U.S. in this case, charges. Could be for revenue, could be to protect their own industries. Now, the tricky part is that the amount varies wildly depending on the product-specific harmonized system code, that's the HTS code, and where the product originally came from.
The HTS code, that sounds complicated. Like if you have 100 different items you sell.
You could have 100 different duty rates.
Oh.
Exactly. And getting that HTS code wrong, that's where things really go sideways.
So if you mess up the classification, your initial quote is basically useless.
Completely useless. You might think something is duty-free under, say, CUSMA, the Canada-US-Mexico agreement, but a wrong code could suddenly slap a 15% tariff on it.
Ouch. Instant margin hit.
Okay, number two is taxes. Think sales tax, basically, consumption taxes.
Yep.
But unlike our GST or HST here in Canada, U.S. sales taxes, well, it's a patchwork. It changes state by state, sometimes even city by city or county by county.
Seriously, down to the city level.
It's all tied to the customer's specific destination zip code. So shipping across 50 states means potentially thousands of different tax calculations.
Okay, so duties depend on the product, taxes depend on the destination.
Got it. But you mentioned the third one. The one that seems to make customers really mad, brokerage fees. Ah, yes, brokerage fees. This is often the biggest source of those nasty surprise charges. It gets interesting here. These are essentially admin fees. The customs broker, or sometimes the shipping carrier itself, charges for doing the paperwork to get the parcel cleared. But here's the kicker. These fees are often variable, and they're frequently charged after the fact, retroactively.
Wait, why after? How can they do that?
Well, think about it. If customs flags something, maybe they need to double-check the paperwork or fix some data you provided or even physically inspect the box the broker or carrier has to do extra work. They incur extra costs for that specialized service. And then, guess what? They pass those costs back to you, the shipper, sometimes weeks later. You'll see weird line items like disbursement fee or document correction charge.
Oh, I see. So if I make a mistake, like using the wrong HTS code, or if customs just decides to do a random check, I get billed later. Or worse, my customer gets that bill.
Exactly. It's a recipe for confusion and frustration. You end up with these hidden fees that blindside both the business and the customer. It just breeds distrust.
Creates a perfect storm, really. Okay, let's talk impact. Connect this confusion, this retroactive billing chaos, to actual business harm. What does this do to a Canadian company trying to grow in the U.S.?
The impact is devastating, according to the sources we looked at. This isn't just theoretical annoyance. There's quantifiable damage, first off. Lost profit and margin erosion. We found data showing that when a carrier sends that surprise bill after delivery for unexpected brokerage or customs stuff, which, by the way, can happen on something like up to 15% of cross-border invoices.
15%, wow.
Yeah, the business usually has to just eat that cost. And for items that aren't super high margin to begin with, absorbing those fees can wipe out, say, 8% to maybe even 15% of the gross margin on that sale. Just gone.
That's huge. And that's just the direct financial hit, right?
Okay.
What about the customer side?
That's the next big blow. Damaged customer trust and higher support costs. Think about it from the customer's perspective. They get a bill out of the blue. They feel ripped off, deceived, even if there was tiny print somewhere. So what do? They call you angry. Now you're paying your support team to handle complaints instead of helping people. They leave bad reviews online. They probably won't buy from you again. The ripple effect is massive.
And it even kills sales before they happen, doesn't it? That whole cart abandonment thing.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to checkout online and see that dreaded phrase, customer is responsible for duties and taxes, well, how much is that going to be? Nobody knows. That fear of the unknown cost makes people just click away. Sources suggest cart abandonment can jump by over 20% simply because the final total price isn't clear up front. It's pure friction.
20%, that's crippling.
And it gets worse for ambitious companies. It leads to budgeting difficulty and stalled growth. How can you scale if you can't accurately predict your costs? If your true cost of goods sold keeps changing because of random fees popping up later, you can't confidently set prices. You can't budget for big marketing pushes into the U.S. You might even struggle to get financing because your numbers look unreliable. It can stop growth dead in its tracks.
Okay, let me push back a bit here. This sounds really complicated, sure, but couldn't a business just, estimate high, just add a buffer to their price to cover potential fees and absorb any small differences? Why the need for a guaranteed rate specifically?
That's a really fair question. It gets to the heart of why the traditional models, like DDU or delivery duty unpaid, are flawed for this. If you overestimate to build in a buffer, your prices look higher than competitors who aren't including those potential fees. You lose sales on price. But if you underestimate or don't buffer enough, you risk that 8-15% margin hit we just talked about. You're constantly trying to manage risk, essentially gambling on each shipment. The guaranteed rate flips the script. It aims to eliminate the risk altogether by using much more sophisticated data and calculations than most individual businesses can manage on their own.
Okay, that makes sense. So managing risk versus eliminating it, that brings us right to the solution, the guaranteed cross-border rate for parcel. You're saying this is engineered specifically to fight that cost volatility. How does it actually work? What are the mechanics behind achieving that total predictability?
It's really about shifting towards transparency. The system leverages complex trade data things like real-time HTS lookups, super precise tax rates for every destination, and pre-calculated estimates for all the usual brokerage admin work. It takes all of that, calculates every single potential charge right when you ask for a quote, and bundles it all together. Duties, taxes, brokerage, shipping, everything into one single guaranteed upfront rate.
One number covers it all. Including shipping, too.
Including the shipping costs, yes. The magic word is guaranteed. And how they achieve that guarantee is by changing the shipping terms. Instead of the old DDU model, delivery duty unpaid, where the customer is technically on the hook for import charges, this uses DDP. That stands for delivered duty paid. Under DDP, the sender, that's you, the Canadian business, takes full responsibility for paying everything needed to get that parcel cleared through customs and delivered.
Okay, DDP. So the responsibility shifts. You pay up front, it's guaranteed. But let's be real. When you quote that single, all-inclusive DDP price to a customer, isn't it going to look really high compared to a competitor who's only showing the basic shipping fee and hiding the rest? How do you overcome that initial sticker shock?
That is the key strategic communication challenge, you're right. The guaranteed rate might look higher at first glance. But the way you frame it is crucial. You have to communicate that this price is the final price, the total landed cost. No ifs, ands, or buts. Your competitor's lower price, that's not the real price. It's a gamble. Customers, especially savvy U.S. shoppers, are increasingly wary of those hidden fees. They know they might get hit later. So when you can confidently say the price you see is the absolute final price you pay, guaranteed, no surprise bills later, that message of certainty and trust often becomes more valuable than a few dollars difference on the initial quote, especially for anything that's not super cheap.
Okay, transparency as a selling point. I like that. So let's peek under the hood of this guarantee. What exactly is bundled into that rate to make sure there are absolutely zero surprises down the line, assuming, of course, the business gave accurate info up front?
Right. The accuracy part is key. We'll come back to that.
Right.
But assuming the input is good, the guarantee covers that whole trifecta of variable costs we talked about earlier. First, duties. The system uses the HTS code you provide to lock in the exact tariff cost right away. It even factors in things like CUSMA if the product qualifies for duty-free treatment. That duty amount, locked in, guaranteed.
Okay, duties covered. What about those crazy state and local taxes?
Second, Taxes. Yep. All those state, county, even city-specific sales taxes are calculated and collected up front as part of the rate. And this has a side benefit. It helps keep you, the Canadian seller, compliant with all those complex U.S. tax remittance rules, which can be a nightmare to manage yourself.
Oh, good point. Compliance built in. And the third piece, the surprise brokerage fees.
Third, and this is the big one for customer happiness, customs fees. Because it operates under DDP, the guaranteed rate includes all the anticipated administrative costs for customs clearance. So, no surprise brokerage fees, no disbursement charges popping up after delivery. It's all baked into that upfront price, the main cause of customer anger. Gone.
Wow. Okay, so duties, taxes, and those pesky customs admin fees are all rolled in and guaranteed. The power really is in that simple promise. The rate is final.
Exactly. As long as the info you provided was correct, the weight, the box size, the declared value, the HTS code, that rate won't change. Now, what if U.S. Customs randomly decides to charge more duty anyway? Who pays then? Under this DDP model, the risk falls on the carrier or the system provider, not you or your customer. It effectively shifts the risk of unexpected customs changes away from the transaction itself.
That fundamentally changes the game, doesn't it, from a strategic planning perspective for a business?
Absolutely. It moves you out of constant risk management mode and into cost certainty. And that certainty unlocks serious growth potential. Think about it. The biggest benefit is predictability unlocks growth confidence. You can finally calculate your actual profit margins on U.S. sales accurately. That confidence lets you budget properly. You can invest in that big U.S. marketing campaign or commit to holding more inventory, knowing that your margins aren't going to suddenly evaporate because of some random fee 3 weeks later.
Right. You can actually plan.
And second, like we touched on, confidence drives conversion. Being able to put it right there on your website, right at checkout, all duties, taxes, and fees included, your final price, guaranteed, no surprises.
That is a powerful message. It builds immediate trust and cuts through the noise. It differentiates you instantly from competitors who are still playing the hidden fee game. It's often more persuasive than a discount.
And I guess that trust pays off long term too, definitely. Which leads to the third benefit. Simplicity creates loyalty. When a U.S. customer has that smooth, seamless DDP experience, they click buy, they pay once, the package just shows up, end of story, that builds incredible trust. It signals that you're a professional, serious business that handles the cross-border complexity for them. That positive experience is how you turn a first-time U.S. buyer into a loyal, repeat customer.
Makes sense. Simple, transparent, reliable. Okay, so the solution sounds powerful, but you mentioned the implementation requires discipline, especially around data. Let's quickly walk through how a business actually starts using this and what the potential pitfalls are.
Yeah, the process itself is pretty straightforward, but getting the data right is absolutely critical. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say. So step one is really internal work. Master your product data. You have to nail down the accurate weight, dimensions, and declared value for everything you ship. But the most crucial piece, the one where most errors happen, getting the HTS codes 100% correct for every single product. And let me tell you, classifying products accurately, especially if they're complex or have multiple parts, is not always easy.
Okay, so what happens if I do use the wrong HTS code? You said the rate is guaranteed. Who takes the hit then?
Good question. If the mistake is caught before shipping, the carrier will likely stop the package. They'll require you to correct the information, which means delays. If it slips through initially, but U.S. Customs catches it later during an audit, well, the guarantee is based on the accuracy of the data you provided. If that data was wrong, the guarantee can be voided. You could face penalties, adjusted fees. The responsibility for accuracy ultimately rests with the business providing the data.
Okay, so the guarantee is conditional on good data. Got it. Accuracy is job one. What's next?
Step two is simple. Select the guaranteed rate. When you're setting up the shipment in the system, you'll see different options. You just choose the guaranteed cross-border rate. The system then gives you that final all-in binding quote based on the accurate data you entered.
And step three?
Step three, book and ship. Print the label generated by the system, stick it on the box, and send it off. You ship with the peace of mind that the financial side of that transaction is done. Closed. The real key, though, is building solid internal processes to maintain the accuracy of those critical data points over time. Weight, dimensions, value, description, and especially that HTS code. And any compliance stuff like CUSMA eligibility.
So maybe investing in some tools or expertise for HTS classification isn't an optional expense here.
For businesses serious about using the system effectively, I'd say it's pretty much non-negotiable. Think of it as an investment in predictability.
Okay, so big picture, This really feels like a shift, moving cross-border shipping away from being this gamble, this complex financial risk, and turning it into a predictable pathway for growth into the U.S.
Exactly. When you connect it all, adopting DDP through these guaranteed rates fundamentally changes where a Canadian SME focuses its energy. You stop wasting time and resources trying to manage unpredictable customs costs and customer complaints about surprise fees. Instead, you can focus 100% on winning in the U.S. market, better marketing, better products, and delivering that premium, transparent customer experience.
All right, let's wrap up with a final thought for everyone listening. Consider this. If taking away that fear of the surprise bill is truly the key to unlocking U.S. customer trust and smoothing the path to purchase, what percentage of your budget that's currently tied up in handling angry customer service calls or managing negative reviews about hidden fees could now be strategically shifted? Shifted towards aggressive, confident U.S. market expansion, knowing your costs are locked in. Something to definitely think about as you plan your next steps south of the border.